So this is a time where we give testimony and prayer requests. I'm a big believer in being vulnerable and asking for help when we need help, and I've done that some times. I hope that you will let us serve you by praying for you. If you have needs, if you have struggles, please share those. If you have something that God's been doing in your life that you'd like to share with us and that we can praise with you. I was somewhere, we were in Georgia, and some guy was saying, I forget how the song went, but basically when you have a sorrow and you share it, it becomes less because everyone can take a part of that sorrow. And when you have a joy and you share it, it can be so much more because everyone can rejoice with you. So if you have a sorrow or a joy, please share it this morning. Micah is here somewhere downstairs, so we're happy that he could come. That's a huge step, and praise God for that. So come up, and we have two visitors. Would you guys like to stand up and introduce yourselves? You can go first because you're a lady. You should say what your name is, where you're from, and why you're here. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. I'm Andrew. I'm visiting from a Chinese team in Fukuoka. It's kind of like a training team that I'm just about to finish. I'm also here to see the team and it's been great to visit Fascinating Art this weekend. So, actually, I really appreciate the prayer for myself just for discerning.
Thank you. Yeah, Andrew is a Pioneers missionary in Fukuoka and about to finish two and a half years of training. And Elena is thinking about becoming a missionary here in Japan. So come on up and give a praise or a prayer request.
Hello, my name's Jim, originally from England, before that from Australia. I've been here a long time. And Andrew, I think I'll be meeting you in a couple of days. But just like, maybe you remember on Easter Sunday, there was two British men came, Guy and Edward. And I got in touch with them after, we're Facebook friends now, and Guy told me that the story was that Edward's wife, so Guy's mother, passed away, is an only son, and the family together decided that he would move, he's about 80 years old, to move to Japan and live with his family. And to do that, to get a visa, he needed to show that Guy was his only son, that he had that responsibility for his father. But there's no family record in the same way as there is in Japan, so they were stuck there. But he wrote, one thing he said, the visa came through. So I just want to say thank you for praying and say thank you for that. That's all.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I just want to share the latest blessing I received. because I was planning to go home next month to attend my daughter's graduation. So I was so happy that my sensei approved my request, even if it's personal. And then I requested that I will do some of research activities, so it will be the travel will be official, and so they will not deduct anything from my allowance. So I'm so happy that he already approved that, and also my daughter's visa is also approved. It came earlier than I expected, so I've been praying that by May it will be approved, so that when I come back here, I can bring her here. So because I already bought her ticket, so it's good that Lord, He gave me what I expected. So praise God for that, and He's so good. He's been truthful to His promises. So I'm so happy. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. I was just doing a little bit of thinking about God's creation versus man's creation. And I think the more we're caught up in man's creation, the less we think about God's creation and the things that are actually important. And so in the age of cities and Facebook, it can be really difficult to actually focus on what's important and what's valuable and what's eternal. And I'm really thankful I get to live in a beautiful place out in nature, because I get smacked with God's presence every day. But if I wasn't, it sometimes I feel like it's hard. And I think that's one of the greatest tools that Satan has for us is distraction. Because most of the day, if I'm honest, I'm not concerned with spiritual things. Most of the day, I'm concerned with my mood or what I'm going to eat, or these things, or my friends online, or my emails. And so most of the day, I'm not focused on God and thinking about how great He is. And so I just want to urge people to take that 5 minutes of quiet time in the morning to just give thanks and pour out thanks and set your day for the right course, because it's really easy to just completely forget all about God for a whole entire day. And then you go, well, what happened? What happened to this day? So pray for me, because that's difficult for me sometimes, but daily getting up, and when it's nice, like sitting outside and drinking a cup of coffee and watching the birds is an easy way to remind myself that God is here and God is